Brother Stacks, would you lead our prayer?
Father, we thank you again for this opportunity that you once again afforded us, that we might come together and worship you and sing songs of praise, gather around the table and remember the sacrifice of our Savior made on the cross for us all. Father, we thank you for the word that you've given us to guide us and to help us in our lives and to help us to be prepared. And Father, we pray that as we hear the lesson that is about to be delivered by Brother Michael, that it will be one most edifying and profitable for all of us, and that we might not only hear the words that will glean from your word this morning, but that we might make the application in our lives that will strengthen us and make us better equipped in the world today. Father, we pray for those this morning that are sick. We pray that you'll be with them and bring them the comfort and the healing that they need. Father, we pray that they might turn to you and lean upon you for that strength that they need. And help us all, Father, as we go through this life to be mindful of the needs of each other, and that we might portray Christ in our lives, that others might see him living in us, and be drawn to you, and that you might be glorified. Father, we pray that you'll forgive us when we fall short. It's our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to thank AC for leading us in the song, and thank Brother Jim for that fine prayer. Thankful to see each of you this morning. It is indeed, as Brother Jim alluded to earlier, is such a beautiful, beautiful day. This morning, the lesson is entitled, Choose Life. It could be titled, Don't Grow Weary in Well-Doing, I suppose. In the book of Deuteronomy, we have a scene of Israel standing on the verge of finally receiving the fulfillment of promises made to Abraham over 400 years ago. The nation needed to be reminded of what the future possibilities were. And isn't that true for saints today, to remember our focus on heaven above? Moses, before he died, felt great responsibility to challenge the people of Israel to choose life. We'll be reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, beginning in verse 15 through verse 20. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days. That's Deuteronomy chapter 30, 15 through 20. Notice with me some thoughts concerning the meaning of choosing life. Life is what we have lost in sin. In the book of beginnings, Genesis chapter 2, beginning in verse 16, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." Genesis 2, 16 and 17. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned." Read Romans 5 and verse 12. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6 and verse 23. The meaning of choosing life: God wants us to have life. "As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his own way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel?" Reads Ezekiel 33 and verse 11. "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." 1 John 5, 11 and 12. The meaning of choosing life can be seen in the Savior's purpose and mission. "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Luke 19 and verse 10. "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come," Jesus said, "that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." John 10 and verse 10. Perhaps the last statement was intended to include both eternal life in heaven and the highest quality of abundant life right here and right now. Paul gives us a good commentary on this in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 8. He said, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." 1 Timothy 4 and verse 8. God offers life to those who will be reconciled to him, which is the highest and best of this life, and the blessed hope of life hereafter. "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Acts 20 and verse 32. Consider with me some thoughts concerning the possibility of choosing life. God has provided us this opportunity through his word, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Reads Philippians 2 and verse 15. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." John 5 and verse 24. "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." John 6 and verse 63. Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. "But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles." That's Acts 13 and verse 46. Moses said, "For this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off, It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, Who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, Who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Deuteronomy 30:11-14. In Romans 10:5-10, Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thy heart, Who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's Romans 10:5-10. In Romans 10:16-17, we have these words, But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Esaias said, Lord, who hath believed our report or preaching? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The possibility of choosing life is a critical point. The life God offers must be chosen. The Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Reads Revelation 22:17. God has endowed each of us with a free will so that we are capable of choosing either to reciprocate his love or to refuse any good relationship with him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, reads John 1:11. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicken under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Matthew 23:37-39. In considering the possibility of choosing life, God has done all that his wisdom and justice will allow to provide life for us who are created in his image. But he will not compel us against our will to live. Life is within our reach, but life is entirely our decision. It is our choice. If we insist on attitudes and conduct that lead to death, God will give us our way eternally. Paul said in Romans 2:4-11, Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respecter of persons with God. That's Romans 2, verses 4 through 11. Jesus said, you will not come to me that you might have life. John 5 and verse 40. Consider with me some thoughts concerning the necessity of choosing life. Many problems in day-to-day living are brought on by our reluctance to make needed choices. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Joshua 24:15. Jeremiah said, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach, that they have no delight in it. Jeremiah 6 and verse 10. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein, reads Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. In the necessity of choosing life, we need to consider that God loves us. He has provided life for us at great cost. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:16 and 17. This passage sheds light that it is the world's responsibility to choose life. Remember, belief in the Bible implies an active and aggressive hearing and doing, not an empty, passive belief as the devils believe and tremble, James 2 and verse 19. God's desire is that we repent and come back to him when it is needed. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. The world must choose repentance. So spiritually, we can have life or death, but not both. Jesus said, he that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad, Matthew 12 and verse 30. In the necessity of choosing life, there is an urgent need for us to choose. Don't ever forget Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19, where Moses said, I'll call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 3 and verse 15. In conclusion, any who are gone to condemnation would be glad if they could come back to hear again invitations and warnings which they had slighted, which they had put off, which they had ignored, refused, and rejected in the past. May each of us be constrained to continually choose life. If you have need of repentance, please come now as together we stand and sing.
Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling, come, follow me. if they lead through the temple.